The Women's Foundation of Arkansas was born out of a publication that honored the top 100 women in Arkansas. An idea was suggested to have those 100 women give $1,000 each to set up an endowment that continues to be used today through the WFA. The Little Rock-based organization is expanding its presence into the KUAF listening area. Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas recently spoke with Lynette Watts, executive director, who began the conversation by stating the mission of the organization.
Our end goal in all of it is economic security for our state's women, and we look at education as the quickest way to get them there. We also think that it's the quickest way to solve a lot of the problems that face Arkansas today, because if you educate a woman, you are going to touch her children, her family, her neighbors, wherever she volunteers, where she goes to church, where she works, her parents. The types of programs that we put our money toward are programs that will help young women to stay in high school and complete. We've learned that in Arkansas, one out of four girls do not complete high school.
You mentioned economic, and then we're talking about girls that don't finish high school. Are we focusing on kind of low income or impoverished?
Well, not necessarily.
Girls, or?
It's basically all women and girls. So we look at programs that will help them with high school, things that will encourage them in post-secondary education, and then for women who have either never entered the workforce or are re-entering, we want to make sure that they have access to programs that will help them re-enter at a higher wage. Because in Arkansas, there are so many women who are heads of single-parent households. We put a lot of emphasis, especially on the high school-age girls, on STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, and math. Those are fields that are...
typically women don't go into.
True. We have seen the number of girls and women going into science and math increase. We have seen those numbers increase. But it is traditionally a male-dominated field. That's not why we say, you know, we're not in this for the women's lib thing in it. We're in it to empower women and make sure that they have the tools to succeed.
And the confidence, probably, too.
True. So by encouraging STEM fields, typically has a higher salary. So that's one of our reasons that we emphasize the STEM fields.
So what sort of programs are you doing at the high school level with the STEM fields?
Well, we don't run programs.
Okay.
We're a grant-making organization,
okay.
So we fund programs that would benefit girls, such as this past year we funded a group in Fort Smith, Girls Inc., who had a program called Girls Dig It. And it was a way to introduce young women to the fields of archaeology and anthropology. And it was women who work in archaeology and anthropology that led the classes. We've also funded financial literacy classes for high school age girls through the Girl Scouts. We funded a program at Arkansas Tech University, the Summer Culinary Arts Institute. It was a summer workshop for 50 young women. They had over 300 apply for it. That introduced them to all of the facets of the hospitality industry.
From my understanding, you're trying to expand more of your presence in Northwest Arkansas. But you've already, I mean, Fort Smith is in our listening area. The Science Center is in our listening area also up here. So it kind of sounds like you already are.
Here.
Yeah.
We are here and we have been here. Mm-hmm. But we've been very quiet about being here. We're headquartered in Little Rock, and the first, I would say, 6 years of our being, we were all volunteer-driven. It was just basically handled by a handful of women in Little Rock that made the decisions to give the grants. We've always awarded our grants in the fall, Power of the Purse Luncheon, which is an annual luncheon that we started the very year that we began. What we've done now is try to involve more women around the state in our work. So how we've done that is with our very grants process, instead of the group in Little Rock making all the decisions, we've set up regional grants committees. So we have one here in Northwest Arkansas, Northeast, Southeast, Southwest, and then Central.
Central.
And they look at letters of interest that we receive from nonprofits, and they decide who we're going to ask for a full proposal. And so those are local women in their area who know the nonprofits in their area. They know the need. They know the people that work there, making those decisions for us.
Is the board made up of all women also? Or?
It is. Right now it is. I have a men's advisory council. It's eight men, and they come when I call or ask, that where we've had a discussion, put the same issue in front of the men's advisory council and hear what they have to say. And it really helps me make my decision on which way to go and how to lead the organization. The other thing they do for me is anytime I'm going to make a speech or if I have to write something that's going to be published, I always run it by them because I want to make sure that our language is inclusive. We don't get into women's issues. I hear that all the time. Oh, I can't support you. You know, I'm not into women's issues. We're not either. We're about women's education.
So you do get criticism, though, for that, for just because people hear the name Women's Foundation and automatically think that you're just a bunch of, feminists?
Yes. Liberal-leaning. Everybody assumes, because we're Women's Foundation of Arkansas, that's our cause. I will say we are involved in research because we want, no matter what side of the issue you're going to take, we want to make sure that people have the correct information.
You said that you will announce the grant recipients at Power of the Purse this year, fall.
Yes.
And is this the first year that Northwest Arkansas has Power of the Purse?
It is. That's another way that we're trying to involve Northwest Arkansas. For the first time, it'll be October 5th. It'll be at the Embassy Suites in Rogers. A woman named Neil Godfrey is going to be our keynote speaker. She's the chair of the Children's Financial Network. She's a financial guru, but she's also a member of the UN Women Board. So she'll bring the philanthropy piece as well as the education and the business piece.
And when is the Power of the Purse in Little Rock?
It is October 26th. We're going to do them both in the same year, same month. And it's at the Peabody Ballroom. And the speaker there will be Chris Crum, who is the past president of the Women's Funding Network, which is an international network that we belong to. And there, every year, we honor the Woman of the Year in Philanthropy. And this year, that's John L. Hunt. So there's a Northwest Arkansas.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's very familiar. Well. She lives right down the road from me. Yeah.
Yep.
So. Awesome. So men are welcome at the Power of the Purse luncheon also.
Yes, they are.
It's
and their numbers are increasing as they come. And maybe the Men's Advisory Council helps with that. But I think they've, as some have come with the honorees from year to year, they've realized that it's a friendly place for them and that it's pretty motivational for them as well.
And then how many grants did you give last year? I know you don't know how many you're going to give for this year, but
last
how many
year
did you
we,
give?
We gave six.
Okay.
We have way more than that apply. The year before that, the grants committee decided to give three. Our grant range is between $3,000 and $10,000. So that's what we look at when we're doing it. So it's up to the grants committees to decide how many and how much. So last year we did six.
Cool. Okay. I don't think I have anything else.
Okay.
You good? All right. Thank you.
For more information on the Women's Foundation, its grants and programs, including the Power of the Purse Luncheon, visit womensfoundationarkansas.org. Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas spoke to the foundation's executive director, Lynette Watts, last week.